Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soko Zibiya, who joins you every morning around about this time to give you the latest news coming from the African continent. Some of the most wonderful news coming from the African continent. Good morning, Soko.
Good morning, Abongile and to listeners.
So, talking about our lovely, lovely African continent, though, let's say if we were to do a hashtag 10-year challenge, you know what's this thing that's happening? 10-year challenge. If we were to do it on Africa, Soko, let me ask you, how would it look like?
Well, so much has changed. Let's just think about in politics, for example. 10 years ago, if we were to look at a portrait of the African Union, everybody there, well, not everybody, many people there have basically changed. So South Africa has a new face that would be in the picture. And funny enough, the African Union is meeting in February with the new leaders. So Mugabe is no longer there. Muammar Gaddafi is no longer there. Yahya Jammeh from Gambia is no longer there. So many people have changed. You know, Nigeria has a new president in those 10 years. So, you know, I think one of the good things about the 10-year challenge is that long-serving leaders have seen their downfall in those 10 years. So if you think about countries like Tunisia, Egypt, where the Arab Spring started as well, those leaders have basically changed. We're seeing more women in some key positions. So if you were to look at, for example, what's happened in countries like Rwanda, Ethiopia, and some parts of East Africa as well, is that there are more women reflective in cabinets in those countries. For example, in Rwanda, 60% of the cabinet is female. In Ethiopia, it's 50%. And I think in Uganda, they're also trying to push for a high number of female representatives within the legislature or in the lawmaking space, in part of policies. But another thing that's changed as well, which I find is really good, is, for example, you know, stigmas. I think many countries have dropped the stigma. So if you think about rights for homosexual individuals, those rights have really been highlighted, and more people are coming out, in inverted commas, in terms of fighting for people's rights, women's rights as well, and people living with albinism. You're finding that more and more they're becoming bolder. You're seeing them in terms of pageants in East Africa to raise awareness and to drop the stigma around people living with albinism. So more and more society, civil society groups are coming out in order of pushing rights for individuals who were previously marginalized 10 years ago. And I think that's how Africa has changed. I won't even talk about the fact that in terms of music, in terms of culture, in terms of lifestyle, so much has changed. I mean, cities have basically, gone bigger, have gone more techno. I won't even talk about how mobile apps have dominated what we do every single day. And those devices and innovations come from Africans as well. Space programs in Uganda, in Ghana, in Ethiopia have also sprouted. You know, we are launching satellites to also start monitoring and getting our own research and not relying on the West to give us research. So science has also grown leaps and bounds in the past 10 years.
Always good to hear. Soko, once again, thank you so much for those wonderful news. Looking forward to chatting with you again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soko Zibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.